mean, we're going to be so happy.
I know it, Ben.
It's going to be the most perfect day of our lives.
Oh, man.
In a pig's eye. Less than 2 hours, this house is going to be crammed full of people wanting to stuff their faces with finger sandwiches that nobody has lifted a finger to make. None of the furniture's been rearranged for the ceremony, and none of it's been polished. And when I tried to vacuum these filthy rugs, my vacuum cleaner bag was full, and I ain't got no extras. Call it off, call it off, call it off.
Oh, now, Miss Harper, don't get yourself all upset. I got a whole box full of vacuum cleaner bags in one of my cartons stored in your garage. I'm gonna go get you one.
Don't be too long.
I won't, baby.
I love you, Skeeter.
Well, I just can't get over my baby running off to Arizona to run a trailer park.
Oh, Mama, it's my chance in a lifetime. Here, let me help you with that.
Good Lord, Ben. Well, everything's been so hurried, I hadn't had a chance to get you a decent present or nothing.
Oh, that's okay, Mama. The wedding is your gift to us.
Well, here. I didn't have a chance to get this wrapped or get you a card or nothing.
Now, what's that? Mama. It's Daddy's sapphire ring.
Well, I know what it is. It was just sitting around collecting dust.
Oh, I love you, Mama.
Well, don't have to vacuum me.
Oh, this is just beautiful.
Yeah, well, now, whatever you do, don't you tell Eunice that I gave that to you. She's had her eye on that ring ever since your daddy died.
I'll put it away right now.
Well, do.
Here you go, Miss Harper. Here's the bag. Had I known that you had an upright, we could have been borrowing bags from each other right along.
Well, who would ever have dreamed we had so much in common?
Naomi, look what Mama gave me. It's my daddy's sapphire ring.
Oh, honey, it's beautiful. Look how it catches the light.
Yeah, I'm going to put this away upstairs.
All right. Gee, that was awful nice of you, Miss Harper, to give me... Thelma. Thelma!
Well, good Lord, what is it?
Well, I have finished the pettifours, and I want to know if it's all right with you if I go upstairs and start getting ready.
Now, I ain't got time to monitor your hygiene habits, friend. I've got a handful of dust bunnies under my sofa here waiting to meet their maker.
It's just that if I do not get into the bathroom before Buzz and Sonya get back, I won't have a chance to bathe.
Well, then just hose yourself down in the front yard.
Oh, Fran, look, I think this is the prettiest bridal bouquet I ever carried.
Very tasteful.
Man, I am burnt out from all this work. I gotta get ready.
Me too.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I think I'll just put these in the fridge.
Yeah, Mama, we're here.
Morning. Morning, Mother Harper.
Well, hell's fire, Ed. Big dumb look.
Just fine, thank you.
Well, now, Eunice, I told you we had plenty of food.
Well, it wasn't no trouble.
What the hell is this?
Well, chili dogs, of course.
Chili dogs at a wedding?
Mama, don't you ever read? I mean, People magazine just this week said that chili dogs is all the rage in Hollywood. Merv Griffin gave a party, and Pia Zadora put away 6 of these suckers.
Can I put these dogs down or what?
Just don't put them in the kitchen, Ed. Don't get them mixed up with the rest of the food, Ed.
That's right. Mustn't let my cooking contaminate the good stuff.
Oh, hey, Eunice.
Well, here's the groom. Hi.
How are you?
Eunice, I need to have a word with you in private. Benton, go sweep off the front porch, baby.
Oh, okay, Mama.
Now, you listen here. When Ellen gets here, I want you to behave yourself. I don't want to hear one more word about her husband Bruce having an affair with his secretary.
Well, she provoked me into telling her. If she hadn't ridiculed my singing in front of the entire family, Naomi would let me do my solo.
This is a closed subject, Missy. There will be no solo.
Missy, could you do me a favor?
Well, as the man said, no harm in asking.
Well, seeing as I don't have anybody to give me away today, could you do me that honor?
Well, I won't have to say anything, will I?
No, all you have to do is just take my arm like this.
Gee, Naomi, I'd be proud to hand you over to Vince.
Oh, thanks, Ed. You know, I'm starting to think about you as the big brother I never had.
Boy, I never thought I'd say this, but that Vinton Harper is the luckiest man in the world.
Oh.
Hey, Vim.
Hey.
Everything looks so pretty inside.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for inviting me to your wedding.
Well, of course I invited you. You're my own sister. Excuse me.
Oh, Vint, come on. I know how you've always felt about me.
Well, what are you saying, Eunice?
I know that you've harbored this resentment in your heart ever since we was kids. Like, remember the time that Halloween when I went as Peter Pan and I made you dress up like Tinkerbell? Of course, you didn't have to if you didn't want to. You could have stood up to me.
Eunice, how can a man stand up to you wearing pink tights and ballet slippers?
Look, my point is, darling, I think we should let bygones be bygones. Yeah. Oh, Vince, you know there is nothing I wouldn't do for you, nothing.
And there's nothing I wouldn't do for you, Eunice.
Then please let me sing at the wedding.
Somebody gonna come in here and help me, or do I just go right ahead and break my back?
Coming, Mama. I gotta go help.
Oh, come on, Vince. Say yes, please.
No, Eunice, you'll have to take it up with Naomi.
Tinkerbell.
Well, now I want you two to turn the sofa around so that it's facing the dining room around this.
Hey, guess what, Eunice? I'm going to be in the wedding. I'm giving the bride away.
Well, whoop-dee-doo. Looks like almost everybody's going to be in this wedding.
Well, Eunice, will you cut that racket out and get over here and help us?
Honey, it's getting late. I think we better get dressed.
Yeah, right.
Good morning, Mama.
Emma?
Isn't it a glorious day for a wedding? Hello, Ed. Eunice?
Ellen.
Long time no see, Ellen. Looking mighty pretty.
My, I should say, Ellen, you could be the bride.
Well, thank you, Mama. Today I feel like a bride. Last night, Bruce and I really communicated for the very first time. Our marriage is more wonderful than it's ever been.
Oh, really? I don't see Mr. Wonderful. Where is he?
Oh, well, he couldn't make it. He's still at the Cadillac dealership closing the deal on my new Seville.
What? Bruce bought you a new Cadillac?
It's right outside. Parked next to that old abandoned wreck.
That abandoned wreck is our car.
My mistake.
Boy, that is some machine. What did Bruce have to give up for that?
His secretary.
Can I help you with something?
Oh, no, that's all right.
You know something, Naomi? I know you're going to find this hard to believe, but outside of my own wedding, I have never really been a part of any kind of a formal wedding or anything like that. I mean, I've never been a bridesmaid, never been a flower girl, every man a punch boy.
All right, Eunice, listen, I don't have time to listen to your life story. Today is the happiest day of my life. I'm marrying the man that I love and moving 1,000 miles away from his family. Not even you could rain on my parade today. So if singing your solo means that much to you, I say go for it, sweet cheeks.
Now, let me see. You got everything you need?
I hope
so. Have you got something old and something new and something borrowed and something blue?
Oh, well, now, let's see. My dress, that's going to be new, old, borrowed, and blue. I think I had just the thing. Well, look at this old blue ring that your mama gave to Vint.
Mama gave Fenton my daddy's sapphire ring?
She sure did. Wasn't that sweet of her? I'm going to tie this around my neck.
Lady, this time you've gone too far.
So they have decided to write their own vows. I suppose you must run into that a lot nowadays.
I've seen it all.
Though the idea of a vow of any kind does strike me as passé. Not to insult you or your profession.
Oh, you couldn't insult me, even if you tried. Because the words that come out of your mouth, think about it. Who put them there? Think about it.
I will.
Ellen, have you seen Eunice?
No, I've been having a wonderful time. She's all vocalizing.
Ah, here she is, Eunice. I'd like you to meet the
I ain't meeting nobody.
Weddings can be upsetting occasions.
I know mine was.
Well, Eunice, ain't you hitting the sauce a little early?
I may have had a couple of beers out on the front porch to cool off, Mama, but it didn't work.
What are you talking about?
Daddy's sapphire ring.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
All right, everybody, we are ready to begin. The bride is ready.
Everybody, take your seats. Take your seats.
That ring belongs to me, Mama. That was promised to me, Mama. When I was a little girl, Daddy used to hold that ring up to the light, and he'd say to me, look, Muffin, look at the star.
Oh, for pity's sakes, Eunice, he never called you Muffin.
He said, look, Muffin, look at the star.
He held that ring up for all the kids.
Daddy held it up for me more.
Lord, Eunice, I don't think this is the time to discuss this.
She was going to bury that ring with my daddy, and I pleaded with her. I begged her. I said, no, don't bury that ring. Let me have it. Let me have it to remember him by.
Well, now, I can see that you're slightly upset,
oh,
but I
butt
hardly...
out. Mother, you said you'd save it for me. You said you would.
I didn't.
You did.
Well, if I did, I was crazy with grief.
It's a time to tie the knot. And now you're in the immediate family, Mother, so you sit right
I know it. Where to sit. It's my own damn house.
That's right, ma'am. Sit down, Ennis.
We are gathered together on this happy occasion to join this man and this woman in holy matrimony. Think about it. What is matrimony? It's the joining of...
Whether we're flush or hitting the skids, I'll stick by you, Vinton, and also your kids. I solemnly vow to be yours anywhere, anytime, anyhow.
This thing is longer than Hiawatha.
Wherever we live, we'll be happy and homey. I promise you, Vinton, your loving Naomi.
Is that it?
Yes.
Fine. And now, Vinton, your vows.
Speak up now, buddy.
I promise to stay together with you for as long as we both shall think it's a good idea. What I mean is, I'm going to be the best husband I can for the most wonderful woman in the world.
Is that it?
Yes.
By the power vested in me, I now pronounce you man and wife. You may kiss the bride. Oh.
Either sing or get off the pot.
Promise me that someday you and I will take our love some distant sky. What is a promise? There are many kinds of promises, like the promise of romantic love and the promise the little one makes when it crosses its heart and hopes to die. But The most sacred promise of them all is the promise that a mama gives to her daughter. That is a promise that is written in blood.
Get a grip on yourself, Eunice, or I'll kill you.
Looks like you write all of your promises in disappearing ink, old lady. Like the time that you promised me when I was 12 years old a two-wheeler. Well, I have yet to see that sucker. But Ellen, every time I turned around, there was a brand new Schwinn sitting under her fat fanny.
I was a straight-A student. I earned every one of those bikes.
You never earned a thing in your life. All you've ever done is weasel. You weaseled a new Cadillac, and you weaseled a rich husband. And then you laugh at me behind my back because I got a dumb cluck like Ed.
Now, you wait a minute here.
Oh, rest your button, you goon.
I could have been rich if I wanted to.
Oh, shut up, Ed. Tell you, what are you going to do? Go through the whole family in alphabetical order?
No, I'm back to M for Mama. And for the millions of times that you promised me things and you broke them. And now today is the last straw. Here, you give my daddy sapphire ring to Tinkerbell over there and his recycled bride.
I'm gonna get you for that.
Why don't you go soak your heads in Claricel?
Many happy returns.
Is this the line for the food?
Well, Thelma, aside from Eunice's little hissy fit, I think it was a very nice wedding. Well, you should be happy.
Happy? My son just ran off to Arizona to be a cowboy with my new floozy-in-law. My loony daughter just turned a wedding into a demolition derby. Where the hell should I be happy?
Thelma.
What?
Listen.
I don't hear nothing.
Exactly. Oh, isn't it wonderful, Thelma? Peace and quiet.
Well, that's right. They're all gone. You know, since Vinton decided to take the kids with him, everybody's gone. From now on, it's just you and me, Franny.
Oh, this room. It is paradise. Hey, Thelma, I think I will go make us a pot of coffee. A small pot.
Well, good Lord, what are you doing here?
Mama, we ran into trouble. Our partner in a trailer park skipped town with all our money.
Yeah, there is no trailer park in Arizona.
I knew it. Your entire life you've been taken in by crooks and losers and fast-talking floozies, and this time you managed to fall for all three rolled into one.
Now, listen here a minute, madam. I have had a very tough day. To begin with, I had the third worst wedding of my life. I lost every cent I own, and all of my dreams have gone up in smoke. Now, I must tell you as sincerely as I possibly can, if you say one more word, I'm going to pull your tongue out.
Just don't stop it, you two. This is getting us nowhere.
And I'm telling you, I will not spend a night under the same roof with this woman.
What did you just say?
I said stop it, you two. This
not
is getting you, us nowhere.
Not you, you nitwit, her. She said something about spending a night under my roof.
No, I said something about not spending a night under your roof.
Are we staying here or not?
Yeah.
No. Oh, honey, we've got to. We're in a real bind.
Oh, you most assuredly are. This house will not accommodate all these people.
Well, Franny, it's gonna have to. What can I do? Throw them out on the street?
It's worth a try.
This is gonna work out just fine. You see, this house is plenty big.
Well, I hope you don't expect me to spend my wedding night in the basement. I want one of the rooms upstairs.
You can't have my room. Take Buzz's.
Forget it. I got squatter's rights.
Well, don't look at me. I have been squatting longer than anyone.
Hold it. This is my house, and I say everybody goes right back where they were. Toots, the honeymoon is over.